open up our heart. So our heart is not just about our own advancement, our own ascension. In other words, we do things in plural. We do things in prosperity. In other words, they're saying the sign of the times is to arrive at our own due occurrence. In other words, our life is not for ourselves in the individual. So whatever you think you're trying to do, like have a relationship, raise children, have a work career, whatever it is, you're not doing it in the singular. You're doing it to advance consciousness, to wake up all prosperity, all awareness, all gifting, all transformation. So we want to remember that each of us are light workers of the highest degree, without exception. You would not be here spending your precious Sunday afternoon attuning to this victory. And someone's like, well, I just want a message. You can get a message from a million tarot readers without coming here. So the reason that you're here is because of your advanced status. Now, this is not like the ego stroking, oh, you're so wonderful. It's awareness of clarity. It's the awareness of highest broadcast. In other words, you hear what cannot be heard by the masses. So the more that you will extract that loveliness, that possession of power, you hear what others don't. You see beyond the physical eyes. So they're asking us to ignite our sacred flame. So this is going to our higher heart. You could imagine an altar. You can imagine a threefold flame. You can just have that bright white light. So whatever it is, someone has like just fluttering of angel wings. It's all perfect. But what we're doing is dancing a new tomorrow, because as we solve the problems of our own advancement, in other words, whatever is occurring in our own personal dreamlike state that we call our life, it's occurring for our advancement. And so our advancement is not just solving the linear concern or problem. It's bringing forth victory for all to coincide with. In other words, we're not going to solve things just in the linear anymore, just in the 3D. Let me just, you know, get by. We are opening up to advanced consent. So we're releasing pain, we're releasing guilt, we're releasing strife, we're releasing the belief in competition, we're releasing the belief in our singular structure. So that what that is we're all doing this together. Everything I do is for the benefit of all. Everything you do is for the benefit of myself. So it's like back and forth in simultaneous consent and gesturing. So this means whoever you would consider to be your foe, your thorn in your side, well, if only that person didn't come into my life, everything would be groovy. We want to remember that we're bringing forth our homecoming in unison. In other words, we're holding hands together in victory. So there is no enemy, there is no foe, there is no one that is our adversary. We're all sequences of light. So we project guilt onto others. So we have others that appear to be guilt-ridden in our awareness from ego. And so what we're doing is like we're dancing that flame. We're opening up our heart, remember the universal heart, so that all chakras are united in universal love, in universal unity. Unity, meaning that all are subscribing to victory in our now circumstance, in our now destiny. If I muted you, it's just so we don't get the feedback. So you're gonna unmute when I call on you for the message, or we call on you, I should say. So as you will have a heart, so your heart is opening to everyone that you believe is entitled to punishment. Because if anyone's entitled to punishment, the problem is you're keeping yourself out of the kingdom. So we're having a heart realizing, and we're dropping the old privilege, the old station, the old 3D, where conflict just goes round and round and round for eternity, really. Eternity, remember, from a dream state, it's not really happening, but it certainly feels that way. So what we're doing at last is opening up to truth. Because as we discover truth, that is what is signaled as far as the eye can see. So this is going to be the earth plane and beyond. Remember, we can see stars. We can see galaxies. So as we will receive our triumph, in other words, what we're claiming for your political party preference and the other political party preference, yourself and the others that were on the other side of the courtroom, whatever the drama was, the one that bullied you in second grade, whatever it may be, we're waking up our own advancement. So as we will receive our new engagement is we're already at a higher placement. So we remember that higher placement is holding a higher frequency. So in order to engage in that new consent, so they want me to explain this. We all are about to solve the problems of the world. So we're going to look at our personal worlds right now. Whatever is causing you misery, remember, it's there symbolizing your consciousness. Not because Big Brother's watching over you, not because of the dark, whatever's, your consciousness. So it's there because it's an outpicturing of your dream of separation, of grief, of victimhood. So as we bring forth the new entitlement, remember, we're healing things in frequency and consciousness. Just imagine it just being covered with love. All people, places, and things that seem to be part of the problem. Excuse me. Covered with love, covered with victory, covered with ongoing assurance. So when I'm receiving this on everyone's behalf, my insides are fluttering. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like the light, it's like my physicality, my body is not really my body. When I receive my body, I receive it as, I put this in words. It's like it's the universe. It's the universe. I am the universe. So when I'm receiving that light and victory, I'm receiving it to bring forth this state of arrival, the consciousness we seem to be attuning to a new station. So we want to remember there are many, many versions of Earth in a sense, in ascension. There are many parallel realities of our own alignment. So our story, who we seem to still be, there are many parallel realities. So what we're doing is overriding yesterday. We're giving ourselves permission to engage in divine consent. So in other words, coming into our riches, coming into our homecoming. In English, frequency that brings forth a new arrival. So we're not walking it out in the linear. We're not sending 1,000 resumes to get a job. We're attuning to that job in consciousness, in frequency consent. And then we may get stirred when you pray, you move your feet, to call an old classmate, to look on some website, and suddenly like, ooh, this looks interesting. We're claiming it in victory. So as we will receive our divine compensation, in other words, because we're here as the bridge makers, because we're here to stand out, nobody gets to slumber anymore. No one gets to hide. Your frequency is going to stand out. It's going to be noticed. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. So as we allow ourselves victory, as we allow ourselves true engagement, we rise in frequency. Remember, we're jumping timelines. We're like, they're saying like we're escorting ourselves to our new location. So allow yourself to allow yourselves to proceed in truth. Allow yourselves to be stirred. Now, when I say stirred, it's like I'm Jiffy Pop popcorn. I want to call it my body, but it just feels like energy. And what I'm very, very aware is there is like this pre-program, this predestination, that the energies that are stirring are touching or signaling many, many, many beings, like all around. Could be my neighbor, could be the next person I talk to, could be someone from second grade. I guess that was mine, because second grade seems to still be there. So this is the point. There is no separation. So as I bring forth healing gesturing, so does somebody that's in my supposed past that is in need of symphony. In other words, I'm freeing them. I'm freeing myself from the belief of what occurred. So again, this freedom escorts us to new placement. I'm no longer recreating out of bitterness. I'm creating life. I'm creating joy. I'm creating victory. So as we will receive our true engagement, our true harmonic allowance, allow yourselves to be stirred. Allow all energy. So this means you have a question about a relationship, but perhaps your bank account is about to be stirred. So in other words, we don't want to limit it to what we have received in terms of form being the concern, because remember, it's just symbolic of consciousness. So we're receiving new engagement, new alignment that's going to affect all aspects of self. So as we'll receive, just imagine yourself being honored by light. The light is your true self. Your light is so that you can see beyond the past. You're no longer limited by your ego script. You're stepping into victory. You're stepping into light. You're stepping into truth. And allow there to be like this big, this like, I just see like this leap of evolutionary consent. So it's not like a little mouse step. It's a leap. I can't remember the words, but it's like a huge step forward. Huge step forward. Allow all to be stirred. That means everybody else that's been in your ego script, everyone, people you don't know, you read about, hear about them in the news, other countries, other galaxies, other lifetimes, other aspects of the one self experiencing simultaneous lifetimes. Allow all to receive in victory, in unity, in love. Let us receive. So remember, we're not limiting it by simply this lifetime. If there's something you came in to heal from another life, it's all being received. So we want to also remember that as we allow that light in, we drop the need for circumstance. That means we drop the need for time. So something that was set up by the ego script to occur is already heaven blessed. In English, we already subscribe to victory. We learned the lesson in that proactive approach. We no longer need the false disguise. We no longer need to receive it in the linear because we've already subscribed to our loveliness. We already subscribed to our homecoming. Allow kind gesturing. There's still someone that still believes in guilt. Like, oh, I don't deserve it. So this is a misdemeanor of the heart. whoever that is, you're extremely sensitive. So that self-punitive, whoever like still has this like real self-punitive issue going on, you want to just sort of find an affirmation that seems enjoyable for you. So I'm a child of God of the light. I'm one with my divine self. Something where you're like overriding that past, where you're allowing that love in, where you're allowing that light in. So whoever just keeps coming up with that old energy, this is an opportunity for transference of faith. Transference of faith. You exist on multiple, multiple stations. So you decide which version is possible, is plausible. You've got the power. Just imagine you're playing chess. Like you pick up your pawn, you move it wherever you want to move it. Your choice. Your choice. Action. There you go. Good. All right. Ah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.